Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Marketing Podcast, your source for all things marketing. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Joel Beckett on the line, and he's CEO and founder over at the Outloud Group. Joel, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, so excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to talk about influencer marketing, but before we do, let's go a little bit further into what you're doing over at the Outloud Group. Tell us a little bit more about your company, please.
Sure. Yeah. Well, first off, is I want to say how cool it is to see former DPS grads, that's Detroit Public Schools, doing cool things out in the world. I was a Detroit Public School teacher for 7 years prior to founding Outloud, and I love to see what you're doing.
That's right. So we well get done it done. Forget what you heard. We get it done.
We were rivals. I taught at Western. I know you're a Cass Tech grad. But the Outloud Group, we are a influencer marketing company. We help brands navigate the dangerous and treacherous swamps of influencer marketing. And we've got about 30 different clients. We work with both brands directly and agencies who want some help in the influencer space.
And that's why you're the guy I wanted on here to talk about this subject. So we're going to go into influencer marketing and kind of what businesses need to know, because this is the way I see the market. A lot of people have heard about it. Maybe some businesses have thought about like advertising or doing it. Maybe they had a good experience, so they kept doing it. Maybe they had a bad experience, so they stopped. Where do you want to start with this topic?
I think what businesses need to know is good. That's a good place to start. So maybe I can just expand on a few points there.
Let's do it.
All right. So first thing I would want to give advice of any business that's contemplating getting into influencer marketing is to realize this is a full funnel marketing activity. Businesses come in that, strictly for branding. It can work. It can be fine. You're missing a lot of the value. Businesses that look at influencer marketing only as an acquisition channel and stack it up against their paid search or their paid social, you're missing a lot of the value of influencer, and you're not using it the way that it is designed to be used. It is like, buying a Ferrari to tow a U-Haul. It's not what it's there for. And so the folks who are most successful recognize that this is a full funnel marketing activity, and they're going to the way that they measure it, it's going to be holistic, and they're going to look at the effect that their influencer campaigns have on their paid search, have on their paid social, how it is reducing the cost of acquisition across multiple different channels, because there's a pretty significant halo effect to influencer. So that's the first thing I would say and the first mistake to avoid. And then the other big one, and I could talk about several of these, but honestly, the other big one is that companies who come in expecting influencers to behave like talent, meaning they might have done radio commercials or TV commercials, and they treat the influencer as talent, and they are looking for them to be a channel for the brand's own voice, is a huge mistake. You enter into influencer because you're looking for advocacy, you're looking for third-party advocacy, you're looking for those to put their credibility on the line behind your brand. And that means your mindset has to be very different going into it. You can't dictate what they say. You can make suggestions. You can certainly talk about what your brand's value proposition is. But the companies that become very prescriptive and say, we need it said this way, these are the only things that you can talk about. And this is the core point of influencer, which with influencer, the audience doesn't care about why your brand matters to you. It cares about why your brand matters to the influencer. And to the degree that we can open up and let the influencer advocate for you, the more successful you're going to be. So those are two big ones. I can go into several others if you want, but let's pause there.
So one of the I think one of the big things that you mentioned that people do need to realize, and I want you to elaborate or kind of expand on it, is it's very different from, like you mentioned, the talent part of things. So meaning you hire talent, and for those that have done it or whatever, you hand them a script and it's done. Like, that's it. And for us, I mean, here on the podcast, so when I do some things, it's, you know, they expect me to ad lib because they already know me, like the advertisers and things like that. So that's a given. But you know, they hand you something it's kind of a rough framework that you want, but it is really a relationship. It's very, very different than just saying, let me try this out. Can you go a little bit further? Because I think it's a trickier relationship than hiring talent, in my opinion. Can you go a little bit further into your experience with that?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It's a far trickier experiment. And look, at the end of the day, brands that can actually build real relationships with influencers are going to be the ones that are more successful. Now, here's what we've seen, and this is where this gets tricky, is we've seen some brands come into the influencer space really effectively. But on an organizational and structural level, they might have, you know, a couple key people that are running their influencer campaigns and have built all their relationships and have done a really, really good job cultivating those. When they leave, which they inevitably will, it guts their own influencer department. And so now they've got to go back and start over. And this is, I mean, look, obviously, you know, this is a self-serving statement, but I also think it has the added benefit of being true, is that this is why you use a good agency, because they've been developing these relationships for years, and you don't have the employee risk of someone leaving when you're using a really solid agency that's developed these relationships. And, you know, like I said, I mean, we're running, you know, 30 plus brands with about 7,000 different influencers, and we can handle having some employment turnover, although we have very little, but we can handle that. Whereas in-house teams, they don't have that luxury. But all that to say, look, this is a highly, highly relational medium. And this is why it's hard to do. It takes way, way more work. And I mean, you know it yourself. I mean, for the brands that you're going to advocate for, you're getting to know senior leadership. You're really diving deep into what their value prop is, because you're putting your reputation on the line by advocating for them, right? So it has to be understood completely different. And frankly, you know, the influencer teams that we see and the brands that we see, where the influencer piece comes out of the PR team versus, say, the production team, that makes an enormous difference. The PR teams tend to be way more successful. And so even though it's a little bit different than traditional PR, it has so many of the same features, and they understand that they're dealing with folks who have their own audience, that have developed that audience. You didn't have anything to do with it. That audience wasn't paid for. They developed it through their own talent. And so to the degree that brands can respect that when they come into the space, they're going to set themselves up for success.
Man, that's awesome. So Joel, that being said, if somebody's listening to this, and so final question, two-part question. So if somebody's listening to this and they want more information on the Out Loud Group, first off, what are the right types of businesses and or brands or niches that are typically a good fit for the Out Loud Group? First part, and then second part, how do they reach out?
For sure. So first part, obviously B2C brands tend to do a whole lot better. There's some great influencers within, you know, different B2B channels. That's going to be so narrow and so specific that it's not deserving of an own, you know, a company strategy on its own. That's something that you can do on a one-off basis. So B2C, I would recommend products that are interesting and that are aspirational. Quick example, you know, we had an auto company reach out to us that wanted us to do a campaign around the differences between leasing and buying. Well, that's not going to fly on the influencer, right? These people have to create content that's interesting, that's going to attract their audience. And so very kind of workaday, functional, questions around that kind of thing don't really fly well. But, you know, brands that are aspirational, brands that are doing something really cool, brands that have a good story to tell, that becomes much more interesting. And, like, influencers like to talk about that. So I would say those are the big ones. I would also say brands that have really hit the upper limit of what they're paid. Probably for influencer. If you are just starting out, look, I mean, paid search and paid social is going to be a more efficient spend in terms of what's attributable, what's provable, of the reports that you're sending to your CFO. But once you map that out and once you see that you can no longer effectively spend more than you currently are, well, that's when you do influencer, because the halo effect is going to bring your cost of paid search down. It's going to bring your cost of paid social down. And you are going to be able to achieve much more widespread brand awareness. So in terms of where people can find us, outloudgroup.com, and then we're on all of the different social channels, so you can follow us on Insta and LinkedIn and all the rest.
Perfect. Well, definitely great having you here today, Joel, to talk more about influencer marketing and what brands need to know. So appreciate you for coming on there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Marketing, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Joel, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.